7 in your green book. We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and truly repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinner. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you who heartily repent of your sins, believe on Jesus Christ, and sincerely and earnestly purpose, by the assistance of God the Holy Ghost, henceforth to amend your sinful lives. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The introit. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made.
Rejoice in the Lord, all ye righteous, for praise is now made for the upright. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made.
Let us pray. God, who by the humiliation of thy Son didst raise up the fallen world, grant unto thy faithful ones perpetual gladness, and those whom thou hast delivered from the danger of everlasting death, do thou make partakers of eternal joys through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
The Old Testament reading for Misericordias Domini Sunday is from the 34th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. For thus says the Lord God, indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep. So will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valley, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pastures, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie down in a good fold, and feed in rich pastures on the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek what was lost, and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken, and strengthen what was sick. I will destroy the fat and the strong and feed them in judgment. Here ends the reading. The epistle reading is from the second chapter of 1 Peter. For to you this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness. For whose stripes you were healed, for you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Here ends the reading. Gospel is written according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so, as the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I will bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Here ends the Gospel.
The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, I am not. Our sermon text is from John 10, verse 16. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Let us pray. Thou good and faithful shepherd, Jesus Christ, who of thy infinite love didst lay down thy life for the sheep, we give thee praise and glory for this thy unspeakable grace and mercy, and we beseech thee, feed us upon the pleasant pastures of thy word, give us to drink of the waters of salvation, and guide us by thy Holy Spirit, that as thou knowest us and dost continually minister to our need, even so we also may know thee, gladly hear thy voice and follow thee, and by thee be delivered from all our foes. Until the whole flock shall be gathered in heaven about thee, who livest and reignest with thee, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Not all love is the same. There's a great difference between the love of a chocolate chip cookie and the love of a spouse. The love which I have of a chocolate chip cookie is the love of what I can get out of it. I get enjoyment. It gives me pleasure. With the chocolate chip cookie, I don't have to invest myself in doing anything. I simply want it. And I want its pleasures. The love of my spouse is primarily what I can give, not get. The love of a spouse is about helping and providing. It's about serving and giving. Where there is mutual love in a marriage, the love of my spouse for me obviously would result in good things for me. But nevertheless, the love of my spouse, my love for them, results in the benefiting for the other, for the one upon whom I love. In today's Holy Gospel reading, there are two people who are taking care of the sheep. The first is the Good Shepherd. The second is the hireling. The Good Shepherd's action is done for the benefit of the sheep. The hireling's action is done for the benefit of the hireling. Although the hireling's actions look quite similar to the shepherd's, the purpose of the action is not the same. More importantly, the final outcome, as it relates to that encounter with the wolf, is not the same either. When the hireling has received what he wants from the sheep, he casts them aside. The good shepherd, however, wishes to keep the sheep in his care forever. The Old Testament reading, it's from Ezekiel, it explains that no one makes a decision for Jesus. Nobody finds God. The relationship is about lost sheep that have been found by the great shepherd, our Lord God. Our God initiates the action and he completes the action. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. And so this primary action of God, which comes first, must always be kept in mind, especially when we get to the epistle that says, "For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." It says you have returned. Well, this entire epistle speaks about what Christ did to save us. And once Jesus suffered and redeemed us, then we too who have believed are considered, well, to be those having died to sins. The result is that we might be those who might live for righteousness. And this new life, which we have, is not about benefiting God. Living for righteousness is about receiving the benefits which Christ has won and is now being given to us. And so living in those benefits which he has provided. Example. The Disney movies and animal activists have given us a kind of jaded view of animals. There are animal activists which protest any captivity of animals anywhere, even in a zoo. Nemo needs to be set free from captivity. The dolphin and sea otters, which are human-trained, are not natural, and so they need to be set free. Somehow, we can sing about the circle of life being in perfect harmony, but when we realize that those animals which are in captivity, they're actually better taken care of and provided for and live a longer life than those that live out in the wild. The cycle of life is also a cycle about predators, infectious disease, and the realities, the harsh reality of dying. Similarly, we have been taught by the unrealities of movies and songs that we all need to be set free, free from all protection. We need to live a free life, and free means following every sinful desire, living like an animal without the shackles of things like parental protection, marital restrictions, or religious prohibitions. What we don't realize is that those who engage in momentary sinful pleasures are not more happy, and they are definitely not better off than those who enjoy the security of the Heavenly Father's counsel. In fact, we find it is the other way around. Those who were like sheep going astray were harming themselves. Those who live under the shepherd and the overseer of their souls are actually the ones that are living life to the full. Jesus is bringing back the lost. Jesus is binding up the broken. Jesus is strengthening what was sick. Jesus is driving away the hirelings which were using the sheep and abusing the sheep. Jesus has come that they might have life and have it to the full. Jesus' sheep will be brought into his fold, and they will have good pasture, and they will lie down on the high mountains. So how does Jesus do this? How does he provide for these sheep? Well, there is one descriptor in today's Holy Gospel which teaches us just how our Lord conducts his business of providing and caring for the sheep. It says, "And they will hear my voice." And they will hear my voice. The good shepherd uses his word. His word to show us, well, our slavery to sin. He uses the word in order to show us in what ways we are harming ourselves by our sinful actions. He uses his word to show us our great lostness. And then the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And he uses his word to teach us that good news about what he has done. It is through the word that we come to faith and believe in the one who took our sins and died for them. Our good shepherd uses his word then to lead us, to draw us, to bring us back into that one flock, which is his church. And in his church, God feeds us with his word. He teaches us about the blessings which he desires to give us. He counsels us how we might live underneath his protections. He uses his word to shepherd us. He uses his word to oversee us. And he uses his word to protect us. The good shepherd uses his word to protect us, not only from the hireling, but particularly when we have a hireling, from the wolf. No, our Lord uses the word to keep us in the true faith so that we might not be scattered out, one believer here and one there. He wants us to be gathered together in one church, in one congregation. Now, I guess I would have expected that the unbelievers, those outside the church, the other sheep or whatever, I surely would have expected that they would have been the ones that refused to hear his voice. I'm often surprised that it is the believers, that is, those who have come in to the church, and I find that they are negligent in hearing the word of God. They're a part of the congregation, but they're not hearing that word. Paul had this too in Galatians chapter 3. He said this, "Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" So he says, you were brought into the congregation by the word, and now you thought you could keep going without the word? You thought you could do it by your own works and you could keep it? No. And so Paul also is quite shocked that they would be so foolish, believers who know the word of God and how God is doing these things. On Wednesday nights, we have catechesis. This last Wednesday, we took a look at the things that the hearers, as they respond to the pastors, and it was Hebrews 13, verse 17. "Obey those who rule over you. Be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give an account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable to you." You see, our God makes it clear that he sends out pastors in order, and we'll note this, that it might be a profit, not to the pastor, but to the sheep. He says, "I sent them out to you so that by the preaching of the word you might receive the blessings, and you might be taken care of, and you might be provided for." We need to confess that we have tried to be Christ's sheep, but without the continual hearing of the word of Jesus, his voice, we've neglected the hearing, and it's resulted in our own harm. We have been given the perpetual gladness in the word, but we have sought out our temporal pleasures and left that word behind. This day, the Lord, the shepherd of the sheep, forgives your sins. He's using his word to call you back to his flock. He loved you, not for what he could get out of you, but so that he can give you blessings. He desires to free you from the hirelings so that he can provide for you. He desired to protect you from the wolf. Under his care, you have only one job, and that is the hearing of his voice. This is not a burdensome matter. It's not a difficult endeavor. In fact, it's the very means by which he is giving you his blessings. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Create in me, page 18, we stand.
Create in me,
stand for prayer. Almighty and most merciful God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank Thee for all Thy goodness and tender mercies, especially for the gift of Thy dear Son, for the revelation of Thy will and grace. And we beseech Thee so to implant Thy word in us, that in good and honest hearts we may keep it, and bring forth fruit by patient continuance in well-doing. Most heartily we beseech Thee, so to rule and govern Thy church universal, with all its pastors and ministers, that it may be preserved in the pure doctrine of Thy saving word, whereby faith toward Thee may be strengthened, and charity increased in us toward all mankind. Grant also health and prosperity to all in authority, especially to the President and Congress of the United States, the Governor and Legislature of this Commonwealth, and to all our judges and magistrates, and endue them with grace to rule after Thy good pleasure, to the maintenance of righteousness, to the hindrance and the punishment of wickedness, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. May it please Thee also to turn the hearts of our enemies and adversaries, that they may cease their enmity and be inclined to walk with us in meekness and in peace. All who are in trouble, want, sickness, anguish of labor, peril of death, or any other adversity, especially those who are in suffering for Thy name and for Thy truth's sake, comfort, O God, with Thy Holy Spirit, that they may receive and acknowledge their afflictions as the manifestation of Thy fatherly will. And although we have deserved Thy righteous wrath and manifold punishments, yet we entreat Thee, O most merciful Father, remember not the sins of our youth, nor our many transgressions, but out of Thine unspeakable goodness, grace, and mercy, defend us from all harm and danger of body and soul. Preserve us from false and pernicious doctrine, from war and bloodshed, from plague and pestilence, from all calamity by fire and water, from hail and tempest, from failure of harvest and from famine, from anguish of heart and despair of Thy mercy, and from an evil death. And in every time of trouble show Thyself a very present help, the Savior of all men, especially of them that believe. Cause also the needful fruits of the earth to prosper, that we may enjoy them in due season. Give success to the Christian training of the young, to all lawful occupations, and to all pure arts and useful knowledge, and crown them with Thy blessings. We ask Your blessing upon our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, as well as upon Pastor Jackson in Rogers, Arkansas, at Lamb of God Evangelical Lutheran Church. Be with our armed forces, and especially Jason and Blake, our police officers, also Daniel and Alex. Provide for our shut-ins, Carolyn and Patty, our elderly, Violet and Tom. Continue to be with Claire and her unborn child. We have thanks to You that Anna has stabilized and was able to come home from the hospital yesterday. Be with our students, with Tom and Kara, Jonathan, Sarah, Sadie, Alexis, and Jessica. Provide for the needs of Larry and Deb, Jim and Charlotte, Rusty, Philip, and Mervon. We ask Your blessing upon the annual conference in Texas this coming week, and we ask that You would give safe travel to those who attend. These and whatsoever other things Thou wouldst have us ask of Thee, O God, vouchsafe unto us for the sake of the bitter sufferings and death of Jesus Christ, Thine only Son, our Lord and Savior, who liveth and reigneth with Thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. dearly beloved, for as much as we purpose to come to the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, it becometh us diligently to examine ourselves, as St. Paul exhorteth us. For this holy sacrament hath been instituted for the special comfort and strengthening of those who humbly confess their sins and who hunger and thirst after righteousness. But if we thus examine ourselves, we shall find nothing in us but only sin and death, from which we can in no wise set ourselves free. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ hath had mercy upon us, and hath taken upon himself our nature, that so he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and for us and for our deliverance suffer death, and all that we by our sins have deserved. And to the end, that we should the more confidently believe this, and be strengthened by our faith in a cheerful obedience to his holy will, he hath instituted the holy sacrament of his supper, in which he feedeth us with his body, and giveth us to drink of his blood. Therefore, whoso eateth of this bread and drinketh of this cup, firmly believing the words of Christ, dwelleth in Christ, and Christ in him, and hath eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death that he was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification, and rendering unto him most hearty thanks for the same, take up our cross and follow him. And according to his commandment, love one another, even as he hath loved us. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink of this one cup. Page 144, the service of communion in the blue hymnal. We stand.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is
truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb, which was offered for us, and has taken away the sins of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh, Thank you.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.